Officials estimate as many as 20,000 Native Americans from 400 tribes will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the official opening of the National Museum of the American Indian. The Smithsonian calls it a living tribute to the first inhabitants of this nation. Here's a pre-opening day-to-day opinion piece from Professor Diane Glancy of McAllister College in Minnesota.
In school, I remember hearing about Greek history, European history, American history. But it was a partial American history. It was about the white man from his perspective. I don't remember Native history other than making feathered war bonnets and teepees and buffalo from construction paper at Thanksgiving. But I didn't see buffalo or teepees when we visited my father's people. They were sedentary corn farmers, woodland Cherokee, not Plains Indian. In school, I never heard a voice that sounded like my own, or a history that sounded like our own. Between 1778 and 1871, 100 years, there were 374 treaties, all of them broken. The people dying of disease, starvation, massacre, disheartedness. From 1872 to 1874, 3.5 million buffalo were slaughtered. What do you do when two people want the same land? What do you do with the defeated? The Indian did not disappear, as was hoped, but lived through our ice age. The Indian called the white men the ones who sat on water or came in boats. The white men were the ones who brought their strong oarsmen, smallpox, diphtheria, measles, cholera, tuberculosis. They were the ones who brought reservations to the land. The can't go beyond, the Indians called the land allotment. But now we are writing our history. This is as it was remembered by the defeated. We have talked, we are telling now our diverse histories with our own voices, in our own place, in our own way. It is now the vast tribes who are speaking, who peopled this land long before Europeans marked the continent with their trails. The museum provides a place that goes beyond. It restores lost cultures that speak from pottery bowl and basketry, from drum and flute, cradleboard and winter count, medicine bag and beaded tennis shoe. The museum continues the migration trail of sacred heritages of those who have known annihilation, assimilation, and the keeping of tradition, restoring to America a fuller knowledge of itself.
Diane Glancy is a writer and English professor at McAllister College.